Welcome to My Father's House Podcast, Episode 79. You are blessed. Live like it. Sarah Velasquez delivered this message in the Practical Strategies for Victorious Living series on June 9th, 2019.
I don't know why I've been reflecting on this. I think it's good for us to reflect where God has brought us from. And I've thought about how I had a huge fear of public speaking. And sometimes when I tell people that, they're like, really? Really? And I'm like, yeah, for real. Like, I was so insecure. I had so much fear over my life, and God has delivered me from that. Praise the Lord. And sometimes the way that he wants his dream for us and part of his calling, that's exactly where the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy, right? And one time I got a prophecy while I was still in fear and shaking. Anytime somebody said you had to pray out loud, just in a group, like really informal, or speak or do anything like that, I would just like shake and be sick to my stomach. And kind of during that stage, but I received Jesus as Lord, but somebody prayed over me and they prophesied and they said, I see a mouthpiece, like a microphone. And I was like, well, it might be next to me, but it's not in my hand. Like, it's not my, you know, I didn't really receive it. So, well, I guess this is my mouthpiece. Praise the Lord for his freedom and his deliverance. It's so good where he has taken us out of. I'm sure we can all look back, even if it was yesterday, from the pit that he took us from and set our feet upon a rock. He is the rock on which we stand. Last week, Brother Don brought an awesome message full of information and knowledge and just Holy Spirit breathed life about how important it is for us to close the door to the devil. Amen. So I tried to remember not to call him the enemy, because he's actually the defeated one. He's already been taken care of, right? On the cross of Calvary. He is the defeated one, because the enemy makes it sound like the battle's still going on, right? He has been defeated. And it is so important for us to make sure that that door is closed and not give a foothold, an opening to the devil, right? Because what we do, what we allow into our hearts, what we allow into our eyes and our ears, that can open a door. Enough. Like, I actually looked up what foothold is, and it's like, oh yeah, duh. Like, if I'm being chased and I'm running and here's a door, I like, you know, I get in on the other side and I'm about to shut it, and the devil comes and he gets his foot just enough that the door stays open, ajar, like just a little bit. That's enough for stuff evil to come in. Just whatever the width of your foot is, right? And so that's enough if the door is open. We close that door all the way. We give him no foothold to wreak havoc in our lives. You know, John 10:10 says that the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but Jesus says, I come to give you life and life to the full, or life abundantly. Abundant. I love that word, abundant. It's abounding, it's big, it's full, life to the fullest. So we must agree, God set that all up. Jesus did all of it. He took care of it for us by the finished work, what he did, the finished work at the cross. So he's given us those blessings, which is what I want to talk about today. So I brought this in, because I'm a visual person, and I have this in my house, our house. Somebody, a sister in the Lord, gave me this a couple years ago. She said, I was looking for something for you, and I walked into, I think it was Hobby Lobby where she got it, and she said, it was like the Holy Spirit said, this one, this is Sarah, like this is for Sarah, blessed. We are blessed, blessed, blessed. And for those of you just listening, I'm holding up a sign that says blessed, B-L-E-S-S-E-D, blessed, or bendecido in Spanish, or bendecida if you're female. So we'll just put that right there, just to remind us. We are blessed. Did you know that in the Bible, the word blessings, bless, blessed, blesseth, if you have the King James Version, occurs about 500 times. 500 times. And I think the word like miracles or miracles occurs maybe 37 times. And not that there are miracles recorded in the word that don't, it doesn't say this is a miracle. You know, we can't look it up by the word miracle. And of course there's blessings maybe that are in there that aren't described by that word blessing or blessed or some version of that. But the Bible, the word of God, is full of blessings. The blessings of Jesus, the blessings of Christ Jesus. We are blessed. Amen. So just say that. I am blessed.
I am blessed.
I am blessed. Beyond the curse of the law, I am blessed. Bendecida. She's saying it in Spanish. That's right. Estoy bendecida. God's blessing is not a material object. We say, oh, that's such a blessing, like that vehicle or that my house or whatever. God, the blessing of God is his spoken favor over us. And the word of God is full of these spoken, his spoken favor over us. There's so many things. And we've been studying this in this book, in the different cell groups, Living in God's Best by Andrew Womack. And so part of this message kind of has come out of some inspiration from this Breathe on the Holy Spirit. And this message has been kind of percolating in me for several months now, just that we have it all. It's like set and different things that I've shared and different messages or opportunities I've had to be up here and share. You guys have seen this coming out in little bits. And so today is like a whole feast of it. So praise God, because he's taking care of it, care of all of it, all of it. I was saying, so we are blessed because God says so. It's his spoken favor, his word for us, his promises, his blessings are yes. His promises are yes and amen. They came at a high price, so high a price. The blessings that we have through Jesus cost the blood of Jesus, the very life of Jesus. That's how valuable you are. That's how valuable your life is, my life is. It cost the blood of Jesus. And like we sang, he gave it all. Amen. He gave it absolutely all. God surrendered his one and only begotten son, that whomsoever, is that how it says? Whomsoever, I'm a whomsoever, has believed in me shall receive that and not perish, right? Says the word, my paraphrase. His blessings are God's best for us. And we've studied in this about the difference. Andrew Womack was talking about the difference between miracles and blessings. And my eyes were kind of open because I think sometimes we use those interchangeably, like a miracle and blessing. And he actually says that miracles are a supernatural intervention. When God has to supernaturally override, so to speak, a natural law, right? Because we have natural laws of gravity, like when I throw something, it's going to fall. That's a natural law that God has created and set up the universe with natural laws. So a miracle is when he has to, we're in a crisis, basically, right? And he has to supersede those natural laws to kind of put out the fire, to rescue us. And miracles are mainly for non-believers, so that their eyes would be opened to this living God, the real God, that they go, oh, like kind of shake them out of their unbelief to show them a sign and wonder, hey, this God is real, right? And so if we're living from miracle to miracle, we're really living from crisis to crisis, and it's not God's best. His plan for us, I'm sure we've all experienced miracles, and praise God for that, right? His supernatural intervention that says, okay, I'm going to help her out here because she needs my help. I've received, you know, miracles. But God says there's a better way, and it's a sign of maturity when we're walking in his blessings. We can receive God's best. We learn how to work with the natural laws that God has set up, and we flow in those, and we can receive through faith what God has provided for us. And that's his blessings. That's walking in God's best. It's a higher way. I'm getting ahead of my notes. I don't like to just read my notes, but then I have to go back and see if I missed anything. yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. The blessings are more abundant. They're eternal. They last forever. Because, like, if you think about when God provided the manna in the desert for the Israelites, it was good, right? And it superseded natural laws. It was a miracle to provide food for them. But compare that to the food and the fruit of the promised land, which was abundant. It was huge, right? When they describe like the size of the grapes and things, it was huge. It was abundant. It was lasting. It was eternal. That's God's best. That's his blessing. So that's the difference, right? Between a miracle, it gets us through. Praise the Lord. It changes the situation. I think of it as like God putting out a fire, right? But we can learn how to, like Smokey the Bear, prevent forest fires by walking in his blessings, right? And having all those blessings accompany us, like walk with us. So be like Smokey the Bear and prevent a crisis, prevent those forest fires by learning to cooperate with God's natural laws. We were doomed to sin and cursing, right? This is like the basic gospel message right here today, because it's so important. I think we need a revelation, a deeper revelation of Jesus and what he did and his grace for us. So we were doomed to sin and cursing, eternal damnation, right? And every time we share the wristband and the cards and the Bible with the tabs, we talk about that, right? Because the black on the wristband is Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, right? Because people have to understand, we have to understand the weight of our sin, that we deserve death. Death is separation from the eternal God, right? And the second part of that is that, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Hallelujah, right? Christ turned that around for us. So let's go to Galatians 3. This is one of the key verses today. Galatians 3, 13 and 14. Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on a pole. He redeemed us in order that the blessing given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Right? He redeemed us. We were doomed. We were going in a bad way. We were in a bad way. We were going to a bad place, eternal damnation. He took that on himself. He redeemed us from the curse of the law. So that how? By faith, I have it bolded up here. By faith, we can receive. We just have to receive by faith the promise of the Spirit. And we celebrate today the promise of that coming of the Holy Spirit coming to live inside of us, right? We're under a new covenant. Praise the Lord that he was so brilliant that he said, I'm going to put put my spirit in them, right? The stories that we read about in the Old Testament, they didn't have the Holy Spirit living on the inside of them like we do. We have all power given to us on the inside through the Holy Spirit, and we celebrate that today. It's so awesome. We have that because he redeemed the curse, redeemed us from the curse of the law, right? So awesome. I've just had a revelation of that this year, in these months. I think even since our fasting time and beyond, of just like every, like, it's like, oh yeah, I know that I'm Christian, but like really, like I had a major download, like a major upload. Like, just, it took a while. Like, I think maybe for a while it was like waiting, you know, the timer's going, it's there, it's germinating. Boom, like there it goes, it's done. Like, ooh, yes, praise the Lord. He redeemed me from the curse of the law. I was doomed to the pit and stay in the pit forever. And he took it on himself because of his amazing love for us. Ah, hallelujah, somebody, right? Like, this is awesome. This is so good. This is the best news there is. This is the too good to be true news, but it is true. That's the thing. It's not too good. I mean, it is too good, but it's just, it's the truth. So we are the Gentiles that through Jesus Christ, by faith, we can receive that blessing of Abraham. We are grafted into that new covenant. Praise the Lord. So then the other key verse, Ephesians 1:3. This is a partner verse because I couldn't decide. So these are our two key scriptures today. So I'll let you get there. Amen. Ready? Okay. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Okay, and then jump to verse 7, because this goes so closely with the Galatians verse that we were just reading. So in verse 7 of Ephesians 1, it says, in him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. So any English majors in here? Blessed us. Like, what verb tense is that? Past tense. Thank you, Miss Cheryl in the front row. All right. Past tense. He has blessed us. It's not that I'm waiting for that blessing to come. It is on me. It is my inheritance. He has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. In him, we have that redemption because, like Galatians 3 said, he has redeemed us. He turned it all around. He gave us value again. He took that sin, that cursing that we were destined for. He took it from us. He carried it for us. So why should I carry it? Because he already did. If I'm carrying something that doesn't belong to me, then Jesus' work on the cross is in vain. Thank you, Jesus, for your awesome forgiveness, right? God has already blessed you. He's already done it and provided everything that you need, that you will ever need, right? What's the verse that says, he's given us everything for life and godliness, everything that we need for life and in godliness. And this in Ephesians 1, it says, with every spiritual blessing. I don't know about you, but yeah, that says every, right? Every is every. Like, nothing's left out of that. Anything that you can think of that would be good, that would be a positive, it's a blessing, right? It's all of that. That's what he's already given to us. But somebody might challenge me and say, well, then why aren't I living in, like, but look at this situation. Look at this situation right here, this circumstance right here. Well, God has set it up. It's like the check has been written. I was going to bring up my checkbook. The check has been written, and I give it to you, and it's just in your purse, and you walk around with it. But you never take it to the bank, and you never cash it in. Right? It's all been set up. It's been provided for us. And that's why, like, it was so important to hear again from Brother Don last week about keeping that door closed to the devil, right? The victory has been won, but we do live in this earth where the father of lies thinks that he's trying to gain back what has been taken away from him. And who's the only one that can do that? It's us, by keeping that door just open enough and his little foot is in there, even if it's his little toe, right? And so it's been taken care of, but we are the ones that have to get in agreement with that. And we have to believe in the power of the blessing, because we are blessed. We are truly blessed, right? He's provided, he's set it all up for us. So that changes the way we pray. Sometimes we, you know, like wrestle with God and we're waiting and we're like convincing God to move. And we think that maybe even our faith moves God. No. It's our faith that just reaches out to appropriate what's already been done. But it's done. It's taken care of, right? So I don't need to convince God. So that totally changes the way I pray. Sometimes I even hear myself praying for something that's like, yeah, you already have that. Look at Jesus on the cross. Like, we're praying for stuff that we already have, right? And it's like God is maybe confused, because if I say, hey, will you give me that Bible, Beth? Will you give me your Bible? So she gives it to me, and then I say, hey, will you give me that Bible? Hey, will you give me that Bible? No, but please, I beg of you, give me the Bible. Okay, for those listening on podcast, she gave me her Bible. It's in my hands, but I'm still asking for it. And she's like, wait, what? Yeah, you have it. You have it. You have it. Hallelujah. We have it. We have it, guys. We have the check written out to us.
Amen.
We just have to cash it. How do we cash it? We're all like going to run to the bank today. Bank's closed on Sunday. Jesus is never closed. Amen. Hallelujah. It's our faith. It's our faith. It's our faith that gets us there to receive. We just have to receive. We just have to turn it on, like open it up, and it flows out. I think it was Andrew Womack too that gave this metaphor. I love this about the electric company. Have you heard this? That, you know, we call when you first move into a new home, and you call and you get, like, you set up the account for the electric to be enabled. I don't know. What do I know about this stuff? But activated in your home, right? And so they do it, the activation of it, right? They activate it. It gets set up. And so every time that you want to turn on the lights or turn on the fan or the television or whatever, you don't call the electric company and say, hey, will you turn this on for me? They're like, we already did that. It's activated. Yeah, but my lights aren't on. You got to turn the switch. You got to just turn the switch. You've got it. You've got it. And that to me was like, oh, yeah, that's good. You don't call them every time. We don't need to call the Holy Spirit every time and say, give me your peace. Give me your... Yeah, we want the manifestation of it. We need to walk in it. But we've received it already. The activation, the seed of everything has been planted on the inside of us. It's up to us to cash it in. It's up to us to turn on, like turn the switch, right? The lights, so the lights come on. Hallelujah. We want the lights on, Lord. So yeah, this is life changing in the way we pray and the way we think. Because instead of asking him for these things that we need, we just have to learn how to receive it. And so that can be our prayer. Help me receive, Lord. Or when we pray for healing for somebody, Lord, let them receive what you've already, let them receive the manifestation of what you've already set up on the cross of Calvary, right? It's a shift from getting God to do something, like we're not trying to twist God's arm to do it. He did it through Jesus. We just need to receive it. In Christ, God has it covered. He has done it. The work is done. He took care of fulfilling the law for us, right? So now we can rest in the blessing of God. And I had a revelation when Pastor Amelia was here and he was talking about Mary and Martha. And I think his point was like something different, but like the Holy Spirit I went with the Holy Spirit for a moment on a little trip. And it was like the shift for me of like, in regards to this, of we already have it, of like, you don't have to strive. You don't have to be a Martha to like convince God and be busy and win your anything, your favor, your blessing, your affirmation or your salvation, because you already have it. That's the works mentality. That's the old covenant. That's the law that keeps us in that bondage of I got to do, I got to be the best, I got to get it. And it's like, we can just rest. And God said, you can be a Mary. Like, I have slight tendencies to be, I'm a task-oriented person. I love lists. I love getting things done. But God said to me, you can be a Mary and just sit at my feet and receive. Because Jesus said she chose the better way. She chose his presence. And not to be fretting about all these things or like trying to win the affirmation and make everything perfect to please Jesus. But Mary chose to just sit at his feet and sit in his presence and receive from him, receive from the word of God. And it was like, yes, we can just rest then. Remember I shared months ago from the time of fasting, God spoke to me, breathe. And I was talking about how I just like, during the fasting, I just like sat and colored and napped. And God was just telling me, rest. Rest, because I've done the work already. I've carried it for you. And that's just awesome. That just takes a burden off. And if anyone relates to that kind of personality, like type A, just like, go, 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 do, I gotta do this. It's just like, just like rest and receive. We just need to learn how to receive. The striving is over. Hallelujah. There's nothing that I can do that will get God to love me anymore. He loved me so much. He shed the blood of his son Jesus for me. So I just need a revelation of that love. God's not mad at you. The striving, that war is over. He fulfilled it all for us. So I just get to kick back and rest. No, not totally. I mean, but I can rest in the finished work of Jesus. It doesn't mean we don't do anything. That's why I need to clarify that. It doesn't mean we just sit back. Right? And that's exactly what, it's kind of actually the opposite. Because God has already done it, then it's up to me. There's not a striving in it though. It's just learning to receive it. Right? But it's like so many people are waiting for God to do something and he's already done it. I'm like, yeah, I'm praying. Yeah, I'm waiting. Well, it's done. We need to align ourselves to what the word of God says and receive, learn how to receive. And that's where our biggest maybe challenge is, to receive those things. Deuteronomy 28, right, is the famous blessings and curses. And so I've been reading that a lot and kind of studying that. And so if you turn to Deuteronomy 28, and just the first two verses there, it says, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on earth. All these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. And then it goes on and it lists out all those verses of from 3 to 14, all the different blessings, right? But, and as you know, that it's conditional there. That little two-letter word that appears a couple times there in verse 1 and 2, if, it's conditional, right? Because this is under the old covenant. And we know this, but God, refresh our hearts and our minds to understand that he's taking care of that for us. He obeyed the law and carefully followed all the commands for us. He did it. So that now it's that free gift. We get to enjoy that free gift because of what he did. Because he accomplished the law. He fulfilled it. So now all these blessings that we read there, that's our inheritance as born again believers, as receivers of this new covenant. And we can be possessive. We can be like the little toddlers, the two-year-olds. I work with toddlers, so I can say this. I bring toys and I share them and I share them, but they take the Thomas the Train, that's one of their favorites. Mine, 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 mine. And I'm like, actually, that's mine. I'm sharing it with you. And then when the hour's up, I'm going to take that back. Mine, 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 they say. Right? But we can be like that with the blessings of God because he fulfilled the law for us. We can be like that two-year-old. Please don't have a tantrum, but it's mine. But maybe we could have a tantrum with the devil and just like put up a fight, right? Like what's a dog that just has like, would be scary to encounter like these fangs, you know, just like latches onto something and a pit bull, right? Thank you. A pit bull and just, it's not letting go because that is mine, whatever he's trying to get, right? Mine, 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 mine. So devil, back off because this is my inheritance as a child of the one true king. It's been done. It's settled. So you better just back off. Amen. And I don't mean maybe, right? And I just kicked the air there. Okay. I'm like narrating this for the podcast listeners. Praise the Lord. So he did it. And so then the next little section there, in 15, we're in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15. However, if you do not obey the Lord your God and do not carefully follow all his commands and decrees I'm giving you today, all these curses will come on you and overtake you. Again, that's conditional, right? If you do not obey the Lord and his law. Again, Jesus took care of that too. Right? Yes. He went to the pit of hell and got the keys from Satan, and he took care of it. He fulfilled it for us. He took on the cursing that was ours, right? And so any of these cursings that are listed there, and they're quite terrible when you read all of these things out, wasting disease and being defeated before your enemies, the fruit of your womb will be cursed. You're cursed when you go in and out. Just sudden ruin. You will be plagued with diseases. All these things will strike you with wasting disease. It's like, yeah, no thank you. I will pass that up. And Jesus says, yes, you can because of me and my finished work on the cross. Hallelujah. So we don't have to deal with any of those things, right? Praise God. Praise the Lord. He is so good. We are under the new and better covenant. The blessings are our inheritance. Mine, 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 mine. It's mine to be enjoyed. And the curses have been defeated. Okay, some truths here. Once you access the blessings of God, you cannot reverse it. And Satan can't stop it. Ha, 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 ha. You can't stop me. I am blessed because I'm a child of God, right? Amen. and they're so much more abundant and they're eternal. Okay, something else I wanted to bring up. Unforgiveness and hatred empower the curse and stop the blessing. So important for us to remember. So I wanted to read this section because Andrew Womack says this really well here. So unforgiveness and hatred empower the curse and stop the blessing. Okay, so let's think about this. He says, if someone has mistreated you, get over it. He's so direct. Get over it. Like, have you heard, I heard somebody say, I love this. Get a ladder and get over it. So there you go. Get a ladder and get over it. He says, release yourself by forgiving them and then move on. You took that offense long ago and you're still carrying it. Put it down. Put it down. Get over it. Unforgiveness and hatred empower the curse and stop the blessing. I've been treated horribly at times, he writes, by other people, but I don't have a chip on my shoulder. I'm not angry about it. I'm over it and I'm blessed. Who cares what somebody else has done to me? I refuse to be anybody's victim. Jesus has set me free. I'm focused on the blessing, not on the curse. You are the one empowering the curse over you when you won't let go of the offense that you took because of how someone treated you. He goes on to say, you can't control anybody else. All you can do is control yourself. And most of us could really stand to improve on that, he says. Who cares what somebody else has done to you? Jesus is the one who has set you free. You are blessed, 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 blessed. God has blessed you, and it cannot be reversed. You are the only one who can stop the blessing of God. Whether you're male or female, whether you have an education or not, it doesn't matter what happened to you. You're the only one that can put a limit on yourself when you believe that you can't do these things. So maybe there were false prophets in your life that spoke things over you or did something to you. You are no longer a victim because of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. The thing is that lie, maybe we believed it and we grew up with this and we realize I have a curse on me, right? Like, because I empowered that. You believed what was spoken over you. So we can't go back in time. What happened, the offense, we can't undo it. But what we can do is be renewed in our minds. We can go back in the spirit realm and relive that and say, Jesus, where were you? And Holy Spirit, what's the truth of this? That he was with you, that he is for you and not against you. And he can change the way you think about it so that no longer when you think about this person or this event, it's not a wound that hurts every time somebody mentions that or touches it like a soft wound. It's restored and covered over and you can move on. And it can no longer be a hindrance in your life because you've released that person. You've received the forgiveness of Jesus first because of what he did on the cross. And then you, because of receiving that, you make the decision. It's a choice, because usually that's not a natural emotional response. Oh, this person hurt me, and I'm going to go and forgive them and love them. Help us, Jesus. We need to make that choice. We need to make the choice. And sometimes we make the choice, and we stand there first and say, I'm going to forgive, and then the emotions will catch up. Right? Because of the word of God. We stand on the word of God of what he's forgiven us. He's cleansed us of all unrighteousness. And so we can receive that and we can extend that to others, right? And be free of those things. So we can let it go. It's possible. And so that you can be renewed in your mind. Because God didn't want those things to happen to you. And he can't undo them. But you can undo it in your mind. Like, you can be renewed with the truth of God's word, that you aren't worthless, that you aren't a piece of junk, that you aren't whatever was spoken over you, that you aren't going to amount to anything. Those curses you can cancel because you say, Jesus took care of that. He took all of that persecution and that insult and those lies on himself. And I today cut those and release those, and I go free. And I'm forgiving those people that spoke those things over me. And I forgive myself for believing those and walking in those, because we don't need to anymore. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So we need to start believing that we are blessed. We need to start empowering the blessing by faith and quit fearing the curse. The curse can't touch me if I don't give it any power, right? Proverbs 26:2 says, as a bird by wandering, I believe this is the, yeah, this is the New King James, or the King James Version. Proverbs 26:2, as the bird by wandering, like flying all over, and the swallow by flying, so the curse causeless shall not come. Right? So that's saying, if I don't empower that curse, if I don't give it room, so to speak, then it doesn't have any power. It doesn't have any effect on me unless I submit to it. We empower the curse and we empower the blessing. So it's just like if a dart is shot at me and I have my armor on, it's just going to bounce right off. Like, no, that's not true. Whatever somebody's saying, that's not true. I'm blessed of God. I'm a child of the King. I have value to the blood of Jesus, that is worth the blood of Jesus, right? And so that dart can just bounce right off you because you have truth. The sturdy belt of truth. Wait, is that where that is? Yes, I had to think about that. Okay, the belt of truth, right? I was thinking, and then the breastplate of righteousness, all of it. We need to wear our armor every day against the lies, right? And not empower, not respond to the curse. Right? Okay, another truth. Blessings are voice activated. I'm taking this as what Andrew Womack calls it, and I love it. Voice activated. They are voice activated, these blessings. We need to speak them out. And this is nothing new being taught here at my Father's house. We need to speak. The words are so powerful that we speak. We have to speak out these blessings. Declare them, yes, declare and decree, right? Psalm 91, verse 2 says, I will say of the Lord, I will say it. That's decreeing and declaring, voice activated. He is my refuge and strength. Words created everything, we know this, right? Hebrews 11:3, by faith we understand that the universe was formed at God's command so that what is seen was not made out of what was visible. Excuse me, visible. Amen. Words are powerful. Everything will respond to words. So start speaking your blessing. Amen. I love that. Everything will respond to words. We need that patience. We need the virtue of patience that co-collaborates with faith. Because patience is what holds us steady till the faith receives the promise until it really is truly manifestation, and it's mine, but for real, and now I really have it, the manifestation of it. So we need that power twin of faith and patience working together to receive it, to not give up, to not relent until the manifestation of the promise is in our hands, is ours, right? So speak them out, activate with your voice. We can choose what we do with our words, how we use our words, right? I'm working on this. Ask my husband. Ask him how I'm doing. I'm getting better. Praise the Lord. You can condemn words that come against you. So you can speak out your blessing, activate it with your words, instead of all the other things that we could say with our words, like if somebody cuts you off on the road and stuff, right? We could say many things. We could say, I bless you in the name of Jesus. When my car got spray painted, for those of you that don't know, thank you, Jesus. I did. I was like, that's how I know I'm being renewed. Because I got out to my car and I think it took me a moment. I'm like, that's Yolanda, the Honda, and she's got a big yellow stripe all the way around her, spray painted, and all this stuff on the hood, like really angry. And I just looked at it, and after I realized, yep, that's Yolanda, that's okay, she got a little decoration today. I don't know if I lifted my hands, but I really did say, bless you, Jesus. I don't know if anyone was watching me, the person that did it, the neighbor, I think, you know, looking through the blinds or something, and I'm, bless you, Jesus. Jesus got blessed because of that ugly thing that happened, right? Ooh, thank you, Jesus. So, and we, okay, back on track. You can condemn, so I blessed that person and released him, forgave him, let him go. Thank you, Jesus. And Yolanda got fixed up, and she's nice and pretty now, again. So, you can condemn words that come against you. Isaiah 54:17. We know this. No weapon, amen. No weapon, amen, that is formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise against you in judgment, you shall condemn. Amen. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says the Lord. So words are weapons. Right? When you put these together, words are weapons, and they threaten to steal God's best or his blessing from us. When somebody curses with their words coming at me, we must condemn words. Be like Cheryl and speak to the TV when they say, you know, there's a tornado coming or it's flu season, everyone's going to get the flu. No, I rebuke that in Jesus' name. Amen. Right? And speak out the blessing. Rebuke those things. We can use our words as a weapon, the sword of the Spirit. We're going to use it to condemn the things, anything that rises up against us, that goes in contrary to what Jesus died on the cross for us to live and enjoy. Anything that is part of that abundant life, right?
Amen.
I can decide not to put up with anything that's less than God's best. And I think, yeah, the Lord's been stirring this in me, and I've been going after things that I think for a while I've just kind of like settled. You know, I might not have like a life-threatening illness or something that I'm coming against, but I've decided to come against some, like, I'll share one chronic, annoying, like, symptom or thing that I've had is like scalp issues, right? I don't know if it's psoriasis or whatever. Whatever it is, it's cursed in Jesus' name. And so, you know, I don't know when I started doing this, a couple months ago, just started cursing it. I just started speaking against it. You know, itchy, flaky, terrible. It's just like not, it's annoying. I mean, it's not like it's threatening my heart from pumping blood or anything like that. But if it's annoying, I didn't see that in the Deuteronomy 28 under the side of blessings. Like, no. That doesn't go together. Annoying, like chronic symptom that's just nagging at you. And maybe you can think of some things that you know, have dealt with that it's like, wait a second. Wait a second. Because that's when I was like, I do not have to deal with this. I am blessed. So I cursed that thing. And I was doing it with the ants. We had an ant infestation when it started to get hot. Anybody else? Ants in their house? And Santos comes by, and I'm like yelling and screaming at these ants. I'm like cursing. I curse you. You dry up and die. And he's like, I got some ant spray under the. I was like, okay, yeah, get out the ant spray. But while you do, curse them and spray it and curse them together. Because together they'll just, and they haven't. They haven't come back. Ha, ha, ha. But we have dominion. That's one of the blessings. We have dominion over anything that creepeth, you know, right? Anything that creeps, all the creeps. I'm sorry. Thank you, Jesus. The anointing is strong, and so is my coffee today. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, we have power and authority over all the creeps, like anything that goes around, you know, if you have a fear of dogs or ants or spiders, like we have that dominion, that control over them, because that's one of the blessings that he gave us. But like, we have to believe in that, right? We have to activate that. And maybe we haven't. We've just kind of like been passive, like me with this scalp thing, and I'm going after it. And guess what? The manifestation is coming because I am healed. I'm already healed. And it really is. I say this like it really is. I mean, I'm still declaring in faith that he's doing the total work of it, but it really is clearing up. And so thank you, Jesus, because I am healed because he took care of it. And I just said, I just like got a little wiser and like, oh, yeah, like no more. I'm going after, I'm going to take a risk, right? Because if you don't do anything different, you're not going to get any different results. And God's just waiting for us to align ourselves to his word, to align himself, ourselves to what he says that we can have. But he's waiting for us. Like, how bad do you want it? And I think, you know, with like colds and stuff too, oh man, I'm getting tested. I'm getting some pushback. I don't know if anyone else, like when you go after God's best, you're going to get some pushback, right? How many colds have I had this spring? A lot. And my sister's like, what is up with all these colds? You're getting colds all the time. I'm like, yes, I am, because I'm believing for God's best, right? And there's like some pushback. So I don't need to deal with it. Like, I'm not relenting. I'm not giving up, because this has been, to be honest with you, this has been an area of my life that needs me to rise up. It's time for me to get my big girl panties on and grow up and like not settle for stuff and not, oh, and I don't feel well and say all this stuff. Shut up, Sarah. I can tell myself, I'm preaching myself up here. Be quiet. If you can't be in agreement with what God says, like your mom said, then don't say anything at all. Amen. I'm learning this with the help of my husband. Pray for him. And so we're growing, right? We're growing. We're learning to curb our words if they don't line up to the word of God. And we're learning to curse the things that are on the listing of cursings that don't correspond to us. Because that thing, that psoriasis, those ants, those are not mine. Somebody else can have, well, no, I don't wish that on anyone. But it's up to you what you want to, you know, if you want to tolerate that or not. I don't anymore, because Jesus is taking care of it, and I don't want his work on the cross to be in vain, amen. Right?
Amen.
Sometimes we're the ones that are stopping the goodness and favor of God from operating in our lives because of the words that we speak, right? Like somebody says, we're hung by the tongue. Don't be hung by the tongue. Why would we choose death over life? Right? Why would we choose debt over being debt free? Why would we choose sickness over being well? Why would we choose welfare over being productive? He has set up natural laws for us to inherit the blessing he sent Jesus to the cross for us to have. And so we need to just cooperate with those laws, declare and receive those things in faith, receive his best, right? Because Deuteronomy 30, and then we'll go to our focus groups. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life. So it's like a test, you know, like a question, multiple choice question, and then he gives us the answer. Like, he's so good. Didn't you wish your teachers just gave you the answer on the test in high school or something? Like, he gives us the answer. Here it is. You have your choice, life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life. It's whispering the answer to us. Choose life. It's just so much better, right? That both you and your seed may live. Choose life. We can choose life. We can choose to align ourselves with all the life and blessing that's in here for us. Praise the Lord. Okay, let's go to our focus groups. I can't see the clock, so I have no idea what time it is and how long I talk for. But anyways, our group that that the power of the Holy Spirit lives on the inside of us, and sometimes we need to be our own preachers, our own ministers. We need to stir ourselves up in our most holy faith. Amen. Is that in Titus? I think that's where that is. Anybody know where that is? Timothy. Okay, we got to find out where that is. But it says, stir up yourself in your most holy faith, right? Have you ever laid hands on yourself? Like, do it if you have to do it. It's all right, right? because maybe nobody else is going to do it. But if you need somebody, call me. But, you know, we can call each other. But if no one's around or whatever, Holy Spirit lives inside of us, right? It's Pentecost. We have that power on the inside of us. So stir it up, like put on a music, you know, worship song that gets you excited and speak it out. We have to know, this was another thing that we said, we have to know what the Word of God says in order to know what we're entitled to and what, hey, that's not mine, I curse that. We have to know what the blessings are, right? And then come against them. So read the Word, read it out loud. Faith comes by hearing the Word of God, right? So speak it out, preach to yourself. It's all right. Stir it up like it's inside of us. Because sometimes people give the excuse, well, I'm only human. Yeah, but you know what? God and Andrew Womack and God say, you're one-third Holy Ghost. Yes. One-third. That's like a big percentage, right? Isn't that 33.33 or something like that? I let God do the math because I'm not a big math person. But yeah, we have the Holy Ghost on the inside of us, right? So let his power, let it be activated. Let it come out, right? We need to discover who we are and all that we have in Christ. You are amazing. You are brilliant. You are beautiful. You are powerful. And you have it all in Christ. Every kind. All of every kind of it. Right? So it's time for us as the body of Christ to take our authority. We have authority, guys. We have the Holy Spirit in us. Take our authority and start standing on that in faith. And you will prosper because Jesus already did it. Are the angels bowling or what's going on? I don't know. There's like thunder, but okay. And we can walk into all that Christ died to give us, right? God has done his part already. It's time for us to do ours. You are the head and not the tail. Don't be distracted. It's okay. It's all right. I'm not sure what it is, but it's all right. You are the head and not the tail. You are above only and not beneath. You are blessed coming in and you are blessed going out. You are blessed in the city, blessed in the country. Like all these excuses. Well, I live here. I live this. I go. No, you are blessed. You are blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb are blessed and the crops of your land and the young of your livestock, your basket and your kneading trough are blessed. You are blessed, 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 and blessed.
Amen.
Did I say that enough today? You are blessed. Okay. Nothing in the universe can stop the blessing of God over you because Jesus did it. Amen means it's finished, yes. Right? It is done, right? God has given and he will not repent. He is not a man that he should lie, right? Satan can't stop it. So your receiving God's blessing isn't up to Satan. It's not up to anybody else. It's up to you. It's up to me, right? So establish that God's blessing comes to pass in your life and don't empower the curse.
Amen.
Kick that thing out. Curse those ants or whatever. Because 1/3 of you is Holy Ghost. You are born again, yes. Right?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The sky is the limit. We can take the limits off.
Yes.
The sky is the limit. We need to align ourselves, get in agreement with what the Word of God is, and the limits come off because you realize it's already done. The check is already written. It's like we're just catching up. Like we're just like, oh, wow, this whole banquet was here this whole time. And I was just sitting back. I was sitting at the table, but I was just saying, I'm hungry, I'm hungry, I'm hungry. And he's like, eat. It's right there. Why go hungry? The banquet is set. Let's eat, right? My husband says amen back there.
Amen.
Let's eat. The sky's the limit. So thank you, Jesus. We thank you today, Lord, because we are blessed because of you, because of your finished work on the cross, Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless you. We are so grateful for your blood shed for us so that we may achieve and step into all that you died to give us. Father, we receive that abundant life. Holy Spirit, I pray over each person here and everyone listening to the audio message. Father, that you would show us, Holy Spirit, if there's one thing or two things that we have just been tolerating, that we've just been putting up with, and show us, Holy Spirit, shed light on that one or two things that you say, you know what, that's not what I died on the cross so that you could have, so that you could enjoy. That doesn't go in agreement with my abundant life. And give us the power on the inside to rise up and say, no, I am blessed and I curse that thing, whatever it is. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We receive your blessing. We want to grow in faith. Father, we do our part to receive and appropriate what's already been done for us. We thank you, Jesus, because you did the hard part. You did the heavy lifting, and we can just learn to receive. Help us, Father. Help us to receive all of your abundant blessings. We give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, because there's no one like you. You are awesome and you are supreme. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus.
Amen. Thanks for listening to this episode of My Father's House podcast. We hope you'll subscribe to hear our latest updates. My Father's House is a non-denominational Christian church located at 5712 Bass Road in Fort Wayne, Indiana. We invite you to visit us by checking schedule information at mfhfw.org. At our website, you can also support the work of My Father's House with your tax-deductible donation. We pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health, just as your soul prospers.